At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Preliminary results from the state standardized STAR test show improvement in the lowest performing elementary schools in Fort Worth. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
The Fort Worth District took five of its struggling elementary schools and turned them into leadership academies this year. It added new staff to those campuses, extended the school day, and gave students additional tutoring. The district says there's been a 60% drop in discipline referrals at those schools. And preliminary results from the state standardized STAR tests show improvement among fifth graders at those campuses. On Wednesday, selected students from the academies celebrated with a fun run and games.
So here we go. Wait for that music.
Priscilla Dilley oversees elementary leadership academies for Fort Worth ISD.
So when we looked at what they did last year in fourth grade compared to this year in fifth grade, most of our schools had a 30 percentage point increase in their scores, which is phenomenal.
All of the leadership academies have received the state's lowest rating improvement required several years in a row. Still, district officials are hopeful. At John T. White Elementary, fifth grade students did considerably better on the reading and math STAR tests this year compared to last year. Again, Priscilla Dilley.
John T. White went from in the 40s to now like high 70s. And we're very, very encouraged to see those scores coming out just first round.
Still, there's room for improvement. For example, fifth grade students at John T. White, who are English language learners, saw a 12-point drop in reading this year. Dilley says the district is working on strategies.
With our ELL students, we want to make sure that we're bringing in those visual pieces, a lot of those best practices that help English language learners. And so we're partnering with our district folks that are expertise in those areas.
The district will receive more STAR test results in 2 weeks, and the state will release accountability ratings for campuses and districts in August. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Plano-based Wellgo USA Entertainment is one of the country's major distributors of Asian films. Our big screen team talked with the head of the company about how Wellgo went from a dealer of karaoke discs to a power in the Asian film world.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. Chris Wagner from the Dallas Morning News is out this week. My guest is Doris Fardrescher, who is the president and CEO of Wellgo USA Entertainment, which is based in Plano. Doris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So how did Wellgo come to be based in Plano as opposed to New York or Hollywood or more traditional movie hubs?
You know, so my mother actually started the company back in 1991. And we just so happen to be based here in Plano. The whole idea of our company wasn't a grand scheme. It was just her starting this business that actually she has family over in Asia. So it was actually importing karaoke laser discs at the time and distributing them to little mom and pop Asian video stores.
Yeah, well, you've come a long way since karaoke discs. Wellgo distributes a variety of movies, but one of your areas of focus is bringing movies from Asia to the U.S., and you've released straight-ahead martial arts movies, Asian horror, comedies, really an array. Maybe it's a little self-explanatory, but could you talk a little bit about how Asian film has become a specialty of the company?
Yeah. You know, we actually started on the home entertainment side and doing DVD distribution. And then as things kind of changed to VOD and, you know, like your Netflix and your iTunes, went into that, those platforms. And then we went into theatrical. So we went kind of backwards. But when we started, we were really just like, okay, let's try to find some products or some genres that work for us. And we did everything from children's programs and fitness and instructional golf to independent B-horror movies and, you know, you name it. As we were going through the gamut and throwing things on the wall, we came across a series, Ip Man. Mm-hmm. And that sort of, when we released that movie, and that was, I think, not our first theatrical release, but one of our first, we just kind of saw that there was actually an audience for it.
Yeah, and it spawned a bunch of sequels, too.
Yeah, and we just realized there was not a lot of companies that were focusing on it, on that genre. And, you know, if we were to do that and do it right and release it properly, then, you know, we felt like maybe that would be a business. And it just kind of that's really what happened. It was just sort of one of the things that stuck.
Do you ever have to weigh your personal feelings about a film, say something that you really liked versus its potential to just be a moneymaker?
I have to do that all the time.
So how do you do that?
We have a lot of fights within our acquisitions team, you know, because there's a lot of films that I really love that might be too art house, that might be too, or there are a lot of films that I've actually have seen that I think, oh my gosh, this is like the worst. This is horrible. And then my team is like, no, this is really marketable. I think you have to go in it with a very open kind of open mind and also really think about who we're targeting. I may not be that audience, but, you know, who are we marketing this film to? Because I've probably done a couple of acquisitions where they're more passionate for me and they've totally failed. So.
Even with the success that you've had, do you think that there's still an untapped market for Asian film in the U.S.?
I think that, you know, for us, a lot of the theatrical films that we release, especially the Asian films, we're really targeting like the Chinese or the Korean diaspora. So, you know, as people are coming into the U.S., there's a need for our films because they want to go see and feel what their family is feeling overseas, that they are, you know, not with any longer, or, you know, that there's this separation. As those communities are growing within the United States, there is more room to grow.
Doris Fardrescher, head of Wellgo USA Entertainment, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And the forecast, sunny skies, a high around 96 expected. Temperatures fall to around 76 overnight. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with tomorrow's high around 98. 79 degrees now in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Wichita Falls. 77 in Tyler.